The oil leak has been capped, but the flood of paperwork and the deluge of claims continues.
Gulf residents like Stanley O'Beer and Donna Davis feel like they're swimming upstream.
They keep asking for more and more paperwork all the time. My drivers have had claims, and they have given us token amounts of money. But it's never going to take care of what they've lost us.
They said, oh, the criteria has changed, so we don't know what's going to happen now. They'll be in touch with you. But they can't tell you who you appeal to or who the next step is or how to even get in touch with Feinberg. Nobody knows.
We can't even get a reply within 24 hours, and then we might not get it today.
Throw down a line. Help a poor boy who's drowning in a stormy sea.
Reaching for a lifeline on the coast, but getting red tape instead.
Navigating the claims process for thousands of people on the Gulf Coast looking for safe harbor and a check. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning and happy Friday. It is July 30th.
And let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. The showdown over Arizona's immigration laws played out in protests across the country. There was Phoenix. Protests also here in New York City. State of Arizona is appealing that injunction, which blocked key parts of the bill. Lawmakers in as many as 18 states say they will push ahead with similar measures anyway. There were also rallies around the country in favor of the law. Adina Grundy from the Bronx says the law makes sense.
Everywhere you go in the world, you need documents, and you have a tourist visa. You're only allowed to stay a certain time, so I don't know why the U.S. should be any different.
Echoing that, Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio launched his latest immigration sweep across Phoenix yesterday, where he looks for traffic violators who may be here illegally.
Must be a lot of illegals out there committing crimes then, because we stop them on criminal violation, not just because they're on a street corner. We don't do that.
Those in favor of SB 1070 often cite high crime rates by illegal immigrants, but FBI statistics don't back those up. According to the FBI, the border is safer now than it's ever been, with the four U.S. cities with the lowest crime rate all in border states.
A difficult day for the Pentagon. First, three American soldiers were killed in Afghanistan. That brings this month's death toll to 63. So July of this year is now the deadliest month for U.S. forces in the war. And a new report shows the two wars are taking a heavy toll on the Army off the battlefield. 306 soldiers died last year by either suicide or drug and alcohol abuse. Meanwhile, the FBI has been called in to help with the investigation into the release of classified war documents by WikiLeaks. Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen says there could be consequences on the battlefield.
They might already have on their hands the blood of some young soldier or that of an Afghan family.
This morning, a Taliban spokesman says they are studying the WikiLeaks report and they vow to hunt down and kill any informants named.
House Ethics Committee yesterday threw a book's worth of ethics allegations against New York Congressman Charlie Rangel yesterday, 13 violations. Charges range from soliciting donations from people with business before his committee, the Ways and Means Committee, to failure to report income. A trial in the House is scheduled now for September. BP says it'll begin the static kill operation sometime this weekend. They'll pump mud and cement into the busted well to permanently seal it. Meanwhile, CEO-to-be Bob Dudley heads to Biloxi, Mississippi today to spell out his company's long-term plan for cleaning up the Gulf.
And in the next hour, the government releases its economic report for the second quarter. Economists expect a 2.5% GDP growth. That would be the second straight quarter of slowing growth. And that's moving the markets. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 10,467. The S&P at 1,101. The NASDAQ opens at 2,251. Well, can your laptop actually predict the future for you? The CIA and Google are both interested in a website that possibly predicts the future. We're going to talk about that later.
Oh, good. Well, then it's clear what I'm going to be doing in the next hour. In a few minutes, how do you get all the damage claims from that oil spill filled out? Paperwork and recovery in the Gulf of Mexico. Stay with us.